Our scripture this morning comes from Mark 16, verses 1 through 8, the resurrection of Jesus. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The word of God for the people of God.
I don't understand the end of those verses. In the other versions of the gospel telling that story, they were the first to proclaim Jesus, these women. And frankly, if I'm afraid, I don't run anywhere. I kind of freeze in place or get ready for a fight. I don't run. What's going on? Why are they silent? Frankly, I'd be more afraid not to say anything. But then I'm on this side of the story, this side of the cross, this side of the tomb. Lord, let us hear these words and somehow let them affect us for at least another year. In Jesus' name we pray, and we praise, and we glorify your name. Amen. In 1985, a pastor told this story, but frankly, truth be told, I think every pastor has a similar story to tell. "I've never seen such a crowd in church," the woman said. I didn't know her, but apparently she was impressed by the number of people who had come to our Easter worship. Then, as she was shaking my hand and moving toward the front door, she added, "Do you suppose it'll make any difference?" I held on to her hand so she couldn't get away. "What do you mean?" I said. "Well, what make a difference?" "Easter," she shot back. "Will Easter make a difference for all these people, or will life tomorrow be exactly the same as it was yesterday?" It is a powerful question. Will Easter make any difference in our lives? There is such beautiful potential and promise to this day. At the close of World War I, the French army had hundreds of soldiers suffering from amnesia, caused by what was known as shell shock back then. A faulty record system had lost the identity of these victims of war, and to find their families and return them to their homes, there was an identification rally held in Paris. thousands of relatives of missing soldiers gathered in a great plaza. One by one, the men were led to a central platform to speak these words. Is there anyone here who can tell me who I am? Easter is our Christian identification rally. The day that God shows up and says, I can tell you who you are. Not only that, I can tell you whose you are. You are Easter people. You bear the message of the gospel, of staggeringly good news. You are the ones who sign up to live the commandments of the Lord. It is your duty to be a holy temple. It is your duty, also your privilege, your great joy to be a living sacrifice to the Lord. Proclaiming good news, living God's way by obeying God's commandments, holy temple, living sacrifice, these are heavy burdens. Who are we that God would put such burdens on us? There is a very old legend that when birds were first created, they had no wings. One night, while all the birds were sleeping, God attached wings to their backs. And the birds woke up and they felt the new weight and they were furious. How could God do this to them? God had given them an unwanted burden which they would have to carry around for the rest of their lives. Then one of the birds moved its new wings. It lifted from the ground and began to fly. And it discovered a freedom it never knew existed. Their burden was a gift. Their wings gave them a greater life, a more abundant life. Imagine Albert Schweitzer, Martin Luther King Jr., John and Charles Wesley, St. Francis of Assisi, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther, Bishop Tutu. And that list goes on and on. Imagine any of them without a mission to bear the gospel to the world. Imagine any of them without the duty to be a holy temple or a living sacrifice. Each and every one of these burdens, heavy as they are, enrich our lives with freedom and gives us such power and such courage and strength. Easter is our Christian identification rally. Is there anyone here who can tell me who I am? And God appears and says, I can. I can surely tell you who you are. You are the people of justice and mercy. You are workers of peace and compassion. You run too when everyone else is running from. You are the people of the one who took your stripes upon his back, who took the spit meant for your face, who heard the mockery and the humiliation meant for your ears. Yes, I can tell you who you are. You are a holy nation. You are a royal priesthood. You are the people of the empty cross. You are the people of the rolled away stone. You are the people who believe in a full womb and an empty tomb, and who know such great miracles are still happening every day around us. You are a people belonging to God. You are my Easter people. You are mine. Christ is risen. Whew, thank you, Dallas. It's only been a year. You know, it's only the biggest day of every single year we have, the most holy high day, and we can't remember the... You want another chance? You think you can do it better? I'm going to get over here where I can hear you. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
I know. You were close. One more try, Susan. I'm going to say Christ is risen.
Okay, and I say he.
He is risen indeed.
Okay, I got this.
And if you don't, never mind. We won't go there. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Oh, hallelujah. You got it. Yeah. Oh. Aren't you glad God gives us second and third chances? It's amazing. Jesus comes and says, "You are my people." And because Jesus is risen, we have new life, abundant life, eternal life. We have purpose. We have our life's mission and courage to see it through. Because our God can't be stopped. Our God can't be stopped by pain or torture. Oh, they tried. Didn't work. Our God can't be stopped by armed guards or stones weighing tons. Our God cannot be stopped by a cross or by a tomb. Do you know why? Do you even know why that stone was rolled away? Not so Jesus could get out, but so the women could get in. And eventually shout to the world, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. So yes,